Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliantly Numb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
Michael, is that you?
That's me.
I think what I'm going to start doing is when we say we're going to have the podcast time at a specific time, we're just going to start. Who's ever in the chat can join it. Who's ever not in the chat, we'll start with Adam.
Well, accountability is everything. And, you know, we said 4:15. It's 4:23. And this is just the way it goes. So
the thing that benefits me is if I'm late, we can't start the show because I send out the link.
That's correct. So you really have a nice little avenue of escape there, a nice little out, because you can never really, who knows what time the pod starts, really.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, the people will end up hearing about it because you guys will end up busting my balls. But the bottom line is, this is Joey D again. And we just know we're not going to get the accountability that we would need.
No.
Regards to tardiness.
No. He's going to... You know, again, it'll be the, I don't know. I mean, this is pretty bad. This is, you're talking now, we're pushing 10 minutes late. 10 minutes late, and this was the agreed upon time. You know, hopefully we'll get some good reasoning behind it. I would like to see something like car trouble or, you know, dog was sick, you know, God forbid, had to take it to the vet. You know, dropped my wallet down a sewer drain. You know, phone stopped working. Something along those lines, I would give him a pass. But I don't know if we're going to get though, that. I don't think we're going to get that.
We know so fast into it if we're getting our best Joey D or not. So if he comes in and we're going to get our best Joey D, I can totally forgive that. That's fine. I'll forfeit the 10 minutes to get the type of Joey D that we want to get.
Big gaming for me against the Jet tonight, man. Let me tell you something about the Jet. He is a stone-cold killer, this guy. I have wished him well in this match. I have not heard from the Jet in weeks. Text messages, Instagram. I have not heard from this guy in 2 weeks.
Phone.
He's got AJ Brown left. He's down 24 points.
He's not even running his team.
Oh, that's
he wouldn't even know. But that's fine. The fact that he hasn't answered you, that I find to be a bit
concerning. Well, it's concerning. Yeah. It's concerning. But yeah. I think we could swing either Saturday, maybe next week, Saturday, or Christmas Eve. I think Saturday, maybe an early morning pod and just get it all fired up and fired out. Yeah. Get it all. The juice is ready to go. I mean, there's going to be a lot of excitement. There's a lot of electricity in the air. I mean, it is the holiday week. So, I mean, we're here.
You know what I think is one of the saddest times, Michael, is like Christmas after the morning sad. Cause then it's over and that long 24, 25 day buildup is gone. Thanksgiving after dinner's done and you're tired and you don't know if you should keep drinking more or not. Mm-hmm. And then that's all done. To me, that's a very sad time as well.
I think the saddest time of year is the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day after the Super Bowl is just, it's just, and actually not, I'm going to say not even that. I'm going to actually say the day after Championship Sunday. I'm going to say the Monday morning after Championship Sunday, NFC-AFC title game. Because, again, we've had this discussion many times. The Super Bowl, to me, is more like it's just a show. It's just a show.
Yeah.
If your team is not playing in it, which my team's never playing in it, and your team's never playing in it, it's just like a show. It's loaded with commercials. I just feel like the AFC-NFC Championship weekend is the last real Sunday of football. Once that's over, it's just it's over.
Done. Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing. I'm done with the Super Bowl parties.
Yeah, those Super Bowl parties usually stink.
Stink. We got Mr. Binyamin Schicker on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Binyamin Schicker, the Jet, calling in today. Binyamin, how are you today?
I've been better, Bob.
Okay, well, that's tough to hear, Binyamin, but
Can I ask you a quick
right out of
question?
the gate. Sure.
What show am I on right now?
This would be the Brilliantly Dumb Show, the one that you quit on,
Okay.
the one that you quit on.
Well, there's a long list of shows I've quit on, Bob.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I got a bone to pick with you. Michael has reached out to you a few times over the past few weeks, and it has been
I've been
absolute.
stonewalled.
Yeah, man. I mean, come
What's
on.
up with that? What's up with that, Jet?
Wait, what happened?
You've been stonewalled.
Yeah, yeah,
Tell him, Mikey.
yeah.
Baradon, it's not per I've been stonewalling everybody this past couple weeks.
That's fine. I actually figured that. That's why I didn't really make a deal out of it. I was
Yeah,
just
I've
saying,
been
we were
fucking.
talking about the fantasy finals, and you got AJ Brown going tonight. You need like 25 out of them. But listen, that's not crazier things have happened. He's had monster games all year.
Wow, look at Joey T,
Wait,
man.
hold on. How did
Look
how
at
did
What are you moonlighting for UPS with that shirt on? What are you doing?
What do you mean? It's a very nice shirt. Look at
Oh,
this.
it looked like a UPS
No,
shirt.
I just didn't see that. I think I'll tell you what, Joey. I think that is a nice, crisp looking jacket. Whoa, with the wrist, with the
Will you
riddle,
stop with this? I don't have time for this. I don't
little
have
wrist
a lot
lettuce
of
as
flexing going
well there
on.
from
This
the
guy, a lot
Da
of flexing.
man. Whoa.
Are those snap buttons on that shirt? Like
It's a
snap?
Lululemon. It's like, yeah, you could snap. It's like, it's got pockets. It's like a jacket shirt.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just a shirt. That's why I was
Chucky,
confused.
we have
How
Mr.
Mikey V. I Mikey V was like, this started as like I wasn't answering his messages, and then it turned into, and also like you have the tiniest chance to beat me tonight if AJ Brown gets 58 points. Like, how did that happen?
No, 20, 25 points, Jet. Let's
You have a
not
chance,
make
Jet. You
it
have a
unreal.
chance.
Listen,
You know
he's got a
what?
very
I hope he
good
gets
chance.
it.
Guy broke the record for the most 125-yard games in consecutive games in the NFL this year, I think. He could
Why are
easily
we?
do it. It's two
Hey,
touchdowns in a
you
big
know who
game.
has no chance is the
Dickie
one known
Gas.
as Dickie Gas, because I waxed that ass as I said I would.
Let's not get away from the real issue here is that what we were discussing before is that Yaman has been stonewalling people left and right. I told him that I loved him last night. He told me to go fuck myself. And I just, you know what, Jet? If you want to be an asshole, be an asshole, but be an asshole that responds to our friends.
What are we doing?
No, it's true. I mean, you can't. How are
Complete
you going to
fucking
stonewall
doing that.
Michael?
I show up. I don't want to hear it. This is ridiculous. All right,
Hi,
give me
Jet.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let you
Hello,
go.
Jet.
But you know, don't be an asshole.
Hi, Jet.
Okay. Hi, Cuts. You saw. You know, don't even get me started. I'm about to start ranting. I'm walking into Chipotle. I'm about to eat a big ass bowl to hopefully get
He's
my
in
life
bad
back
way.
together. And then,
Are you gonna do the carne asada?
Hit me up today.
If
Cutsy
Jet.
hits me up this morning. I go, Cutsy, do you have any picks today? He hits me with an Old Dominion game. And I'm like, Cutsy, I meant the football. He's like, it's too early for football. I'm like, Cutsy, I have a job, dude. I can't be betting college basketball at 9:30 in the morning.
Are we winning Old Dominion? Because I put that in.
No.
Which one?
Fuck.
What?
Fuck.
The first half?
Football?
The first half,
I
Bob?
have the game.
Oh,
Oh, the game. You
game.
have Old
I don't know
Dominion
game.
minus 4.5?
No, I got the under in the game.
Oh, it's 35 points at halftime.
Wait, is this football or basketball?
Fucking
Football,
A,
football,
man.
football. Yeah.
All
What
right.
is it, the Verizon Wireless Bowl or some
It's
shit?
the famous toastery bowl.
Fuck,
Oh,
man, that
wow.
sucks. I
You're
forgot about
still alive. You're still technically
tonight.
alive.
Mikey V, do you have a football pick for tonight?
Seahawks plus 3.5.
Well, but Joseph,
is Mikey V going to speak for himself
Joseph.
now? Everybody's no. Everybody's a touter these days, so no, I have no pick. Not yet, anyway. Well, the pick that we rode, Mikey lost. I know it's a
Hi,
what I know. What about yesterday, Joe? I didn't ride. Yeah, I told you
Well, then there's
before.
your fucking problem.
Well, I'm trying to be a rider. Every time I ride Mikey V, it's a loss. And I try to support. It's not his fault. I'm the
How could
mush.
every
I'm a mush. What happened there? He broke
Oh, no,
it.
it's back. How could every time you lose, Joe, when my record in the NFL this year is 78-41?
I didn't
How could
touch.
every time you ride, you lose? How's that
I
possible?
didn't touch yesterday.
Well, that's whose fault is that? Yes, you did. You texted me. You said you had a huge day yesterday. You went off. You said you gave me the exact figure of how much money you won yesterday. Do you not recall that? Bro, come on. What are you fucking kidding?
I didn't ride yesterday. That's why you won. When I ride, you lose. I'm just gonna stop permanently.
Good.
I don't wanna be a hindrance, but I'm paying for a subscription that I don't use.
Oh, cancel it.
I would never do that. I would never do that. I support you through thick and thin. You know this.
Joe.
I'm one of the biggest advocates for you, Michael.
Joe, I know you are, Joe. I gotta defend Mikey here, okay? You're paying for the subscription. Okay.
Yeah, because he's my friend. I want to support the guy.
But he's 71-48 in his picks.
And the 48 are all the ones I've ridden.
But why would that be Michael's fault?
Maybe I'm not blaming him. That's not the
correct figure.
I didn't say that. I said I'm a mush. I said every time I ride, I lose. So I just stay away so that everybody else can be winners.
35 and 31 in college football this year, 78-41 in the NFL. 78-41 and three future caches in college football for the playoff. 3 out of 4.
Do you know
all it costs money?
You know what Cutsy's been doing these past few weeks? And look, I've rode and it's been great. So I'm not complaining. But you know what this guy's doing, Mikey? He's taking picks from his different handicaps.
Yeah, I know.
He has three different people.
I know.
Michael's one of them.
Michael's one of them.
Yeah, you know.
Mickey Diamonds.
Yeah, with the boys. We know.
And then another one. Yeah, so he's giving them out to people, and he's talking like they're there. That
it's no, I'm not.
Cutsy, you said to both me and Ticket separately, you said to both of us, glad Cutsy Boy can help you get back on your feet.
Joe, you are. And you know what? He doesn't do it intentionally. He really doesn't. He doesn't do it
intentionally. I'm trying to help my friends.
You are one of the sickest fucking human beings I have ever met. I love you to death. I would honestly climb Kilimanjaro for you. Naked. All right? With
bare feet. That's very thoughtful.
With bare feet. Okay? Yeah. But you are
especially with your bad back. That's really thoughtful.
Especially with my bad back. You are one of the sickest fucking people I have ever met. No doubt about it. Just the things that come out of your mouth on a consistent basis.
I don't see it, man.
That's why it's great. That is why it's great.
Because you've been singing the praises. Now all of a sudden you change the narrative.
Singing what praises?
Of the praises of how hot we've been.
It's been great. I alluded to that before I even stated. I said it's been fucking a blast. I can't complain, but you're taking a collection of your different handicappers and giving it out.
Did I deny that I'm doing that?
My cousin Jason, he said to me, he goes, dude, he goes, Cutsy is red hot right now. He's like, he's taking an assortment of his picks.
Yeah, he's like a buffet line.
I was just about to say.
Pick and choose what I
Old Dominion thing's a problem.
Cutsy's at the Chinese buffet. Listen, the Old Dominion thing is done. That's done. Just chalk that up as a loss. It's over.
Fuck, man.
It's over. And you know what? Western Kentucky, the quarterback's out. Three starting offensive linemen, three starting defensive linemen. But I thought it would just. But the crazy thing is that Old Dominion's offense was ranked 118th in the country. Today, they look like they're the best offense in the entire country. It's unbelievable. That's bowl season. It'll get you. It'll get you. We make it back tonight.
What was the Chinese buffet analogy? I wanted to hear that.
It's like all of our picks are just, he's going to a Chinese buffet, and it's like me, Nikki, and Bet with the Boys are just standing behind a fucking hibachi bar, fucking slinging shrimps into his mouth and doing sake shots. So Nick's got the sake, I got the fucking shrimp flipping it off. The other guy's doing the egg roll with the steaming onion volcano, and Cutsy's there just taking anything and everything he pleases. But he did well this week, so that's good. All I want for the holidays this year is some NBA action. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5, an instant dub just for you. You check out some of these games this holiday week. You got New York hosting Milwaukee. New York's a 3-point underdog at home. You got Denver hosting Golden State, Denver being a 5-point favorite in that game. Ton of action to choose from. Of course, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DUMB, that's D-U-M-B. New customers get 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on basketball. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code DUMB. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/basketball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As long as I don't ride, the crown is yours.
That's got to be, I think you should ride and just not say anything. It's when you ride and then you send the text to the digest that puts the nail in the coffin.
I haven't been in the digest for weeks. Oh, the digest.
By the way, with the digest, I don't know if you're doing it to piss me off, Mikey, but when you do message the digest, you've gone back to your old ways of the one word answers.
Joe, this guy, you don't know where he is on the face of the planet. It's like, where is Bob San Diego? You don't know where he is, what time zone he's in, when he's ever going to get back to you. And he's going to break my balls about a one word.
He's halfway around the world.
But you know
what? He was in a UFC ring the other night.
This guy's playing fucking golf with fucking Daniel Cormier.
Theo Vaughn.
Did you mention to Cormier, and I bet he didn't, Joe, did you mention to Cormier how he talked about the pod when he had his on his pod?
No, I don't think he did.
Wait. Are you even aware of that?
Are you even aware of that?
Sure, of course. Of course.
Are you?
Yeah, of course. We sent the clip to each other, Michael.
Okay.
I'm checking the old memory, Bob.
Under it, you put here.
Watch. Wait,
what I did, it was a one word response. It was, you're back to the old ways of
what
the
do you mean here? What is it? What do you mean? I said here.
I will say, Bob, that there have been some nights where Mikey and I have had a lot of fun on the digest and you've been nowhere to be seen.
I still think about that Robbie Gould prop that never cashed because of Bob. That was Bob's fault, 100%. We were allegedly getting couch Bob for the whole night.
No, I'm not even on a date.
Dinner reservation. I gotta go, fellas.
Yeah, dinner reservation's a catch.
You guys,
Robbie Gould went 0-for-9 kicking field goals that night.
You guys are good to me in the sense of you know that you never bust my balls on. You know, my thoughts. I will say when I'm there though and I'm texting, I'm phenomenal. Are you going to say that I'm
if
not?
You don't say so.
No, I mean, it's true. Are you going to say that I'm something? Not a phenomenal texter?
Go ahead, Joe. Say it.
I don't mean to break balls, Bob, but I think you're the worst of the three of us on that chat.
Oh,
in terms of texting,
Joe, are you talking about from texting back and forth or
just like the presence?
He'll agree to that, but even then
you're like it's like you can't just show up every once in a while and make a one-liner and disappear. You're not Don Rickles here, Bob.
He's like Costanza when he leaves
the
house.
Then we don't hear from him for a week.
He'll dip into a group chat, he'll get five ha-has, some of them real ha-has, some of them sympathy ha-has, but that's
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, anyway, he'll dip into the group chat, five ha-has, you won't hear from, if he gets, you won't hear from him for like four more days. He goes out on top. He's like Costanza.
He was playing blackjack with Dana White. I mean, of course. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, Bob. That's pretty good. How is DW?
He's doing good. The problem is I wasn't going to get on that table, though, with him because from a standpoint of I don't want to ruin their cards with whether I hit or stay.
You just ask what to do.
Yeah. But that's not the type of table.
I don't know. Is that the type of table you want to do that at? What are they playing?
Did they invite you to play, Bob?
They got
to
be playing $1,000 a hand, $5,000 a hand. I mean, well, I would imagine.
He messaged me and said, let's go play blackjack. I'm sure that's what White's playing.
What does Dana White have to play in order for him to even feel a victory or a loss? He's got to be betting $10,000 a hand, $20,000 a hand,
You know what he was telling me? And he did it the first night that he came in. It was unbelievable. And he said, you know, this is why a lot of casinos won't have him there is he'll bet. Say he bets $50,000 a hand, okay?
If
he hits his first two bets, he's off the table for the night.
I love that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's how you win, bro. See, that's why this guy's a fucking billionaire. That's the only way to win in table games. He goes heavy. He makes his money. He has that number set in his head when he hits it. And it's not like a fucking pie in the sky number. If you're betting $50,000 a hand, he makes $100,000. He walks off the table. That's it.
Yeah.
But what, don't they pay the dealers to be at the table for like hours for him?
Oh, but with the money that he, first off, the hotel that he brings everybody to is called the Red Rock Casino, which is owned by the Fertittas. The Fertittas is who he started the UFC with. Okay. So
he's a billionaire. He owns the Houston Rockets.
That's correct. That's correct. I don't know if he owns all of them anymore. We happen to know, God rest his soul, but Joey D borrowed a truck from one of the Fertitta brothers.
Yeah, Raptor. I think it was Raptor.
That's like, a nice truck.
This guy was driving really nice. Around yeah. Beverly Hills in 2019 with a Ford Raptor through the streets of Beverly Hills.
It was a big boy, man.
It was. Yeah,
the Raptor's a beautiful truck.
I have the video. Remember, Bob, the video I sent you?
An all-timer. It's an all-timer.
I just pull up in this rig.
I mean, Mike, you talk about, you know, the streets are really tight here, so just – the most, a car that just fits the guy, just an obnoxious Ford yeah. Raptor that just yep. takes over the streets.
Yep.
No regard for any other people in the road.
Walks out of the, parks the truck wherever he pleases, walks right. out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly yep. right. Yep. Yep. Yeah, that's our Joey D.
Yes, it is. Yes.
For better,
is.
For worse. I think for better, Joe, but it's up to the people to decide for better, for worse. But I know me and Michael say for the better.
Yeah. That's you right.
Know? Anyway, yeah, so he'll bet two hands, and then, like, he won the first couple when he was there, and then he just hung out the rest of the night.
Love that. Smart man. Smart
yeah.
Man. Wow.
Smart That's... man. He ain't going to give it back.
Guys like
and me. And he spent a big chunk of it on a nice duffel bag for Bobby Boy.
Oh, it's not over there, man.
Wait, what?
Yo, Bob got a big old Tom Ford duffel bag from Dana White.
This guy just airs out. Man, dude.
This guy just, what do you mean I air out? You needed, put on your hey, story.
Joe, he needed something to carry those winnings back from the blackjack table.
Yeah, I know. A lot of dollar chips in that bag. Mikey, if you saw me in the streets, how old would you say that I am?
Right,
if you had no idea
fit that you have on, I would put you in your 30s. I'd put
yeah,
you
no,
like 30.
That's with a great
that fit.
Fit.
With that fit, that's like a 34-year-old fit. I'd put him at 34,
35. 34. Overall,
would you agree, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's very surprised to hear how old. I think when you really know Joe, you're shocked at how old he is, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think he has, you know, like a younger, childish soul. You know.
yeah, young soul.
There was yeah. rumors going around I was 55 years old. Is that not ridiculous?
That is on the internet.
55 on the celebrity birthdays. It says I'm 55. And people will like message me and ask me if that's my
age. Hey, at least you made celebrity birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably somebody put it in as a spoof.
No, I don't
55
know.
Years young.
55. That's
I'm getting ready 55. For pension.
Bob the Sports doesn't do pensions. I hate to tell you, Joe. Neither does the Really Numb Show. So
yeah.
That's why SOL. That's why
I'm still
on humping
two jobs.
Yo, come on, man.
poor guys on disability still punching a time card.
Hey, let me tell you. Don't
yo,
you,
I'm gonna be 30.
Oh, the good news is he's got Kanga coolers behind him to go.
Go Kanga. Go Kanga. Don't feel bad
for Mikey V.
I'll be 38 in 2 months, bro.
2 months?
Yeah, when we go, when we're at the waste management, I'll turn 38. That's like my birthday week.
We should take you for a big birthday, like big birthday bash.
Yeah, we should. I agree.
I'm not going to turn down the fanfare.
Yeah,
I'll buy a bottle.
Joe, you got to wait till he's 40. Nobody cares.
Is that right?
Well, 40.
Can we not celebrate the guy's birthday?
Of course, we're going to celebrate the birthday, but like the big hurrah should be the
yeah.
Big.
No, a dinner would suffice. I don't need the club. I don't need any of that nonsense. Just the dinner would be. Would
you
be
said you liked
nice.
The club last
I don't
time.
Think I'll ever. No, that's no. Perez who apparently is
no,
in.
Oh, Perez. Perez said he's a club guy.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I could not believe he said that. And I said the complete opposite. I was like, oh my God, if I never go to another one of these.
That's right. I got you guys mixed up. That's right.
Man.
Yeah, Perez.
The club is so bad, man. You stand there like a freaking statue. You don't do anything.
It's just, you know, it's so late. It's like, it's a forced. I just feel like it's a forced move. Now, maybe, you know, obviously for younger single guys, no kids in their 20s, you know. But now I'm like, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm fucking tired, man. Like I'm tired. I'm not awake. I'm in REM sleep by
10 o'clock is Bob.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I know, Bob. Well, Bob goes without saying. I mean, Bob,
Bob is a special cat.
Without saying. Yeah.
Bob is the reverse. He's like Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Bobby Buttons.
You know, I don't care anymore about. I used to really feel bad about it. Joe's good about letting me roll. I don't care anymore about saying, you know, that I'm out and then people giving me a hard time. You know, I remember the
days when Bob actually used to go out and party.
I really was like, I was so taken back by the fact that he went to bed so early the first time he ever came over and like stayed over that I didn't even break his balls about it. I was like, all right, fucking
you did a good impression of me going down that night where
he gives like a hand wave into a hunch. A hand into a hunch.
The hunch is the signature.
He's got that old Jewish man sachet as he walks out of the room.
That part,
Jet said the same thing. He said you walk like an old Jewish guy.
Bro, he's so trained at it. It's just incredible. Like, it's just amazing. It's amazing, actually.
That's tough to hear. You know why it's tough?
But you're not. It's not like It's not like you're not like athletically inclined to like golf and pickleball and working out. So it's not like you're like decrepit. It'd be one thing if you were like a lazy fuck. You never went to the gym. You never did any activities. But it's not like that. When you get leisurely, you happen to get very
His bones just kind of hunch over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean.
I mean, I think the reason why it hurts so much is I don't think you guys are wrong. I mean, obviously, it's coming from both parties here to where you just sometimes you just.
Gotta... I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think
that's what I'm saying. I don't think so either.
It's just who you are. It's well, what do you want to be rigid? You know,
It sounds like I am.
Hunched over is the opposite of rigid.
Oh,
well, you could be rigid, I guess. In any if you're in a certain position, you could be rigid as rigid. But yeah, I think it's fine.
Do you guys want to hop into top five?
We don't do it by ourselves.
You guys want to hop into buy or sell?
Bob, this memory thing is very concerning.
I'm concerned. It's
very concerned.
How many episodes have we done now?
Hundreds.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm concerned. Okay. All right. Let's hop
good in. Good episode so far.
It really has.
Yeah. It's been kind of fiery.
If I said to Mikey pre-show, well, during the show, but before you were here, if you're going to be late, as long as we get the Joey D that we're getting, you can't be upset. I'll exchange.
I'm almost never late for this show.
This is you don't have to get defensive. This is a
podcast. I'm not. I'm just saying it's a rare occasion. I know what you're saying, but I feel bad being late. Well, I was on the other side of town and traffic was way worse than I thought.
But I wouldn't say it's a rare occasion.
I'm rarely late.
I mean, listen, we all have our
maybe days. A couple minutes, but I don't think anything more than that.
Okay, let's go.
Think the most punctual guy on here is Mikey.
I think Mikey's.
I was late last time though, so
there you were.
End up accountability.
And by the way, you would have been fine had you not busted our balls for starting.
Gotta put that hand up.
That's right.
And this is the most powerful thing in the world you could do. Just
end
up accountability.
I mean, you want to talk hand up accountability? I put that first half Old Dominion pick out and put it up as a loss while it was not even. It wasn't even a loss.
No,
not for Bob. Bob played, first of all, Bob played the wrong
play. No. I'm going to say, I wrote it. So hand up, I mushed the world.
But Bob wrote full game. You wrote
I'm saying game. I got the first half.
I know.
Hand up.
It was first half, but I mean, not lost.
Michael, hand up. Let's go hands up. Hands up accountability. That's a new thing on this show. You want to take it? Hand up accountability.
That's fine.
We preach here. Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I started taking AG1 for about a year and a half now. If you're a longtime listener, you know I'm a big AG1 guy. Gut health, my overall immune system, and just to add that extra spark of energy into my day-to-day, which everybody needs that day-to-day energy. I recommend AG1 to all my family and friends because it really does put me in the right mindset, and I know I'm taking the best, finest ingredients, something that I could replace my multivitamin with, came from AG1, just one scoop does it all for you. You can't go wrong. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. Check it out. Buy or sell. Let's start off with Joey D.
I'm selling. I got to sell. I should have sold this last week, but it goes without saying. I am selling the shit out of Draymond Green. This guy, you want to talk all-time scumbags. And I've said it before on the show. He's one of my most hated athletes in all of sports. This guy has been getting away with murder for years, and now it's finally, the buck is finally caught up to him. And now I tell you what, he's trying to get back in the league. They should not let him back. They shouldn't let him back. This guy's punched teammates. He's choked. He's kicked people in the ribs. He's slapped. I mean, this guy's got a problem. This guy, he's a bad teammate. He's a bad sport. He's bad for the league. He's bad. And by the way, he has been riding the coattails of Steph Curry for years. You take him off that team and put him on another team, this guy's a meaningless pee. That's all he is.
I'll tell you, man,
a single pee. Meaningless.
Oh, I think peep.
Like a snap pee. One single pee.
One singular green pee.
You just push it off to the side of the plate and you keep it moving.
Enough is enough. That cheap shot that he laid.
Horrific.
Fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
Just garbage. That's a full, just because he was, you know, back.
The guy needs help, man.
That's a full blown, like, yeah. And
you know what, though? You know, you say that, but then he's not like this guy who has off the court issues. He's not. He's never been in any. I'm just saying, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Like, you say he needs help, but the only issue this guy has is keeping his cool on the court. Off the court, by all intents and purposes, he sounds like a totally normal guy.
It doesn't matter. He's assaulting people on the court.
He just has no control when he starts playing. He just has no control.
Yeah, I mean, when he gets onto the court, he can't.
He's a madman.
He's like you with that headset on. You're uncontrollable.
I love that headset.
I don't know how that got leveraged in. I will say
Joe has something against the headset. People love
it.
People are talking, quite frankly, about this headset. It's made not in China, produced right here in the greatest country, many people would say. But yeah, Joe's got a vendetta against the headset.
I don't like the headset.
The one I wear.
On IG
now. Oh, it's completely.
It's outrageous. I'm going to sell the headset, Bob.
I would sell that headset.
But Draymond's off the hook. Draymond's off the hook.
Let me see some hand up accountability.
No, I love that headset. No, I can't do that.
It's a terrible headset. It's terrible. Call in place from the sideline.
I think that's my theory on it. My theory
is
that Mikey
is outrageous.
He loves football so much, and he's got this deep fascination and awe of wanting to be like a head coach and be more of the game.
That makes me feel like I'm controlling more.
That's right. The sidelines.
It didn't work this game.
I didn't have the headset on, so maybe that was the problem. But I didn't have the headset on.
Is there some truth to that, Mikey?
The truth is, I wanted a device where, and I'm going to be, now you guys are going to pretzel it the way you want, and that's expected, and that's fine. I bought it because, number one, the new iPhone has only the USB-C connection, right? It doesn't have that old connection, the lightning cord, so I have nothing that works with that, nothing. So I looked on Amazon, I got this headset that'll connect directly to it. Number one, I could hear people talk when they talk through the earphones, and I could talk, and I know that the mic is probably good, better than me talking to the phone at a distance.
But I don't see, I would say you got to take audio out of it because I think the audio sucks. And who am I to talk about audio sucking?
You think it sounds bad on my end, me talking?
Rather than you talking to the phone, for sure. I just think you want that feeling of play calling.
Oh, I do like that also. Yeah.
Of course. Joseph has his hand up.
I do you have the headset around? Can we see the headset? Yeah. I know he has it there. I know he has it there.
We could get a clip. Yeah, he does. We could get a clip. Just look at that man go. Look at that man go. Now, mind you, folks, for those watching on YouTube, he calls it. It's pretty much offensive
coordinator. It's like, a great headset.
I think it makes more sense for a podcast. The fact that he's doing that. There it is right there. That's exactly what I've always thought that was.
That looked, by the way, can I just say something? That contraption, the double, that looks sensational. That looks really good. The double job.
Mikey, are we going to get hand up accountability on the headset?
I'm not getting rid of the headset, Bob. I love the headset. And people like the headset. People really like the headset.
Could we get hand up accountability?
I could raise my hand and say it may look crazy. I'll say that.
Hand up accountability?
Sure.
Yo, put the hand up.
It would appear that it looks crazy, but I would debate that it's actually great. Okay. I think it's great.
I appreciate. Look, once that hand goes up.
Yeah.
Everything's
and by cool. the way, if it works, don't if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it works, then I'm just saying it looks outrageous.
We did listen the last two Sunday nights when we've done the live for the entire first quarter with the bet, they both won. The miracle in Green Bay with the zero.
That was awesome. That was
and then
awesome.
Last night, first quarter under in Jacksonville, Baltimore. Held on.
Old Dominion's dead. I just saw it.
Oh,
what's the score?
No.
You got to get the first bet of the week. I love to get that first bet, and you know what I mean.
Tonight, we're gonna win tonight. We're gonna win tonight.
What are you on, Mikey?
I'm not 1,000% sure yet. But I'm leaning towards a total, something that I like with a total.
Okay.
If it's an under, you'll have full ridership from Bob.
For sure. Mikey,
take that under last night.
Took them, no, oh, both good. Of your unders through the only subs.
Oh, the total unders for the game
terrific.
Yesterday.
Terrific.
The one was, the Bears one was close. Got very closer. Close. Got closer.
And as low as the number.
The Atlanta one was a fucking, that was
not only
ridiculous.
Do I trust your picks, is when I see you throw up an under, I am guaranteed to be riding with you. Because not only do I like your picks, the way that I love an under, I get the best of both worlds. It's my
right,
favorite.
Right.
Okay. Moving right along here, Mike, you got a 2:15 Pacific time cutout. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
His school closes. So I got to get there before school closes.
Hashtag justice for Dom, by the way, is trending on Twitter right now. Hashtag justice for Dom.
Where did that come from, by the way?
Starting your IG live because I started it to transition him out of a Bears fan. And for the Bears.
Oh yeah, dude.
When you saw all
justice for Dom,
you didn't know what we were talking about.
Well, because I had I have tweeted out justice for Dom for the Eagles security guy because they banned him from the sideline for the entire year, which I thought, by the way, is ridiculous. For the entire season, the guy gets suspended?
You can't get him in the face of the players.
I didn't think he really did anything, Joe. I thought Greenlaw got in his face, to be honest. And then Greenlaw swatted at him, did he not? Or was it
But Greenlaw got ejected too, I think.
I know, but he's not getting suspended for the season.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I'm just saying. I thought it was a little harsh.
You know what you could say? A little prejudice against Italians.
Yeah, anti-Italian discrimination. I've already thrown that out there. I've thrown that out there.
And by the way, if you didn't know that Nick Sirianni was Italian, he wears it on the side of his head.
Yeah, but
they all do.
They
Bob.
All do, though. That's the NFL.
Belichick
thing.
Has the Croatian one. They have.
Yeah, that's like a thing. The flags are like a thing. Hand up. That's good.
Hand up accountability. Yeah. That's on me. Hand up.
It's hilarious that accountability. You thought only Sirianni was the only guy.
That stuff.
He thought he was good, though. He thought he was a really prideful Italian.
That's tough. I take it back. All right. Buy or sell. I got a hard sell. I'm passionate about this sell. Colby Covington.
Oh, my God.
You talk about one of the all-time scumbag moves.
Are you talking about the press conference?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What about the post-game fight?
I didn't hear the post-game. I heard the press conference saying maybe you'll see your dad in hell or something like that or whatever.
Me and my dad were there, and we were in the second row right there. The whole room couldn't believe what this guy had just said. For those that don't know, Colby Covington was fighting Leon Edwards. Colby Covington is a loudmouth. He runs his mouth. And he said to Leon Edwards, you know, I'll see your dad in hell. His dad was murdered years ago. And they said Leon Edwards got off of the presser after and started bawling his eyes out because he couldn't believe that this guy had just said it. And then he shows up to the main card, the main fight, and shows up and doesn't throw a fucking punch out of all the shit that he talked and the things that he did, gets on the press conference after. Everybody in the arena was cheering for Covington, which drove me nuts. I couldn't believe that. We felt so bad for Leon. Me and my dad were pulling like hell, like crazy. Jesus, that's not the best choice of words. We were pulling like crazy for Leon. And then Covington gets on the mic after, and then the fans turned on him. They started booing him. And he says, "You're all a bunch of broke bitches anyway."
Well, no, because he for 2 minutes just praised Trump.
Yeah, it was a very – look, regardless of who you vote for, who you like, politics aside, you don't say what you said. And people were still rooting for him after he had said –
someone else in a very prominent position with a digital pulpit called people poor the other day, and I was shocked that they said that, being in the position that they're in. And I'm not going to say who, but people probably know if you're following along. But I thought that was like – that took me back, and I was like – the one thing like that, you know, just the audacity to say something like that, like people, you don't know people's story, like where they come from. And I'm never one to say, listen, I'm always one to say, like, you know, you work really fucking hard. You start working as soon as you're physically capable to earn money. You go out and you work your ass off and you do everything you can. And everyone has an opportunity to do that. But people fall on very, very unfortunate circumstances. Bad things happen to good people. Yeah. And for you to say something like that is just like, that's why I can't believe – I didn't even know that, Bob. I didn't know about the post-fight press.
Yeah, after they started.
Yeah, he went off.
By the way, people that are paying money to come watch you fight.
$80 a fucking buy for that pay-per-view, bro.
I said to my dad, we bet on every single fight. And I can't wait to get you guys to these. It's such a blast. We bet on every fight. That was the only fight we didn't bet on because we didn't need to bet on it. We wanted.
Yeah, no, you're wrong regardless. Yeah.
It was so embarrassing though at the press conference. So after he says that, you know, everybody's all couldn't believe it. All the Nelk boys are there and they just signed Colby Covington. So everybody in the arena, even after he said that, is still rooting for Covington and cheering for him. They get up after the presser and Leon, like they stand up and Leon kind of just like looks down and he kind of makes eye contact with my dad. My dad stands up and my dad puts his fist up and he goes, "Kick his ass, Leon." And it's dead quiet. I was humiliated and everybody was pro COVID. And there's a lot of nut jobs in this place.
Yeah.
My dad, skinny Jewish guy, just goes, "Kick his ass, Leon." Jesus, Dad. No. Mikey, buy or sell, and then we got to roll in quick. I hate to do this, but we're against the clock here, so we're going to keep it moving. And a quick top five, Mikey V, take it away.
I'm going to sell. It's holiday related. I'm going to sell this as a gift. If you're buying this as a gift, I would say return it or just don't bring it. Just keep it at your house because nobody likes them, in my opinion. I've never met one person I've ever seen actually eat them. You know, maybe I could imagine Joe saying as soon as I'm done with it, "I love those." I can just picture it. But anyway. Joe, do you know those chocolate liqueur bottles, like the chocolate liquor shaped bottles? Like they're little bottles they're little chocolates, but they're shaped like liquor bottles filled with like cognac and like, desserty
like
liquor.
Remy Martin and stuff
just,
like that.
Just stop. I can't even believe they still make these things. I've seen them at every Christmas since I was probably 3 years old, I could remember. And I, for the life of me, I swear on my kids, I don't think I've ever seen one actually consumed. They just sit there and I don't know if they're more for show, but I've never heard one person ever.
I think a lot of older people buy them.
Maybe that explains why I've seen them since I'm a kid, but that's one thing that I cannot believe. I am in disbelief they're still mass produced. And people in the comments on YouTube, if you enjoy those, or you're somebody who actually purchased them, I would like to hear from you. I really would, because I can't believe they're still produced. I can't. I'm selling the mini chocolate liquor bottles for Christmas. It's the only time of the year you ever see them, and I don't understand. They're not good then. They're not good ever. I just don't get it.
Joey B, what do you think of those liquor bottles?
No, he's right. They stink.
Good. So you're in the clear.
They're not liquor. They're chocolate, but they're stuffed. They're inserted with a liqueur inside of them. It's like a chocolate liqueur.
Yeah, Bob, picture a Hershey's Kiss, but instead of the shape of a kiss, it's the shape of a liquor bottle, a mini liquor bottle. Yeah. And in that corresponding bottle has the liquor stuffed into the chocolate.
Yeah,
exactly. Look, exactly. Look, there's nothing about it that to me seems appealing. And I'm saying chocolate's fine on its own, liquor fine on its own, some drinks, espresso martini, but not in this case where you're chewing into a chocolate and then it's just, I don't know, just not, I'm selling it. I'm selling it.
Okay. All right. Look, both of you guys say it's that hard of a sell. I get it. You won't see
me. I would hate it.
Time soon. You'd
hate it.
Yes. I would never. Yeah.
All right, boys, we're going to go into our top five. Top five today is going to be favorite fighters.
Could UFC, right? UFC fighters?
He said boxing or UFC.
Boxing or you. Joe, you can't blame. That's a hand up accountability. You can't blame anybody else but yourself. Yeah. It's so clearly in the chat. UFC or boxers. Can we get some hand up accountability over there, please?
I'm going to have to go into the chat and see it again. I mean, I looked on it on the run. I will say I looked on it on the run. That's
true hand up accountability.
But you know what? We're
that's like.
Here's my issue with this. We could be doing two separate top fives, top five boxers, top five UFC fighters, and we could be utilizing that in a better way.
Well, I think it's very important to emphasize on this again, emphasizing like last week, and some people I don't think understood. This is not rating the greatest boxers, UFC fighters of all time.
Correct.
It's rating your favorite boxers, UFC fighters of all time.
I got to go last now. This is
that's fine. I'll go first.
But Joe, but I just want to see, because you're a guy who could really start using that hand up accountability. I'd love to see that used there.
I put my hand up, Bob.
It didn't seem like full accountability.
What do you want me to reach for the sky? Like,
but it seems like you're upset with us. It's like you're upset.
I didn't want to
stretch
it.
You can't stretch that. Don't stretch out the Lululemon, Joe. Just keep it exactly where it is.
Like, very versatile. Look at the thread count on this thing.
Lululemon is spectacular. The Brilliant Gum Show. It's not brought to you by Lululemon.
Well, I wish it was.
Well, we got Breezy Golf. Breezy Golf has a lot of conflicting products.
It's different. It's yoga and everyday lifestyle versus golf apparel.
I know we got to get some everyday apparel. That's a big topic of conversation at Breezy HQ.
The hoodies are everyday, and I will die by the hoodies. But I'm just saying this is like streetwear.
No, I love Lululemon.
You'll die by the hoodies with the Lululemon shirt on, Bob. Joe, I'm just fucking. I'm fucking with you. Come on, he's busting balls. You always wear Breezy every week, to be fair.
I know, and I came running from outside. I was at a wedding.
You had a tough day today.
Searching for wedding bands.
Rough day. That was on me. That attack was on me. All right, number five. Vladimir Klitschko, number five for me. The Klitschko brother, the most recent Klitschko brother who retired. His brother, you remember Vitaly, if you know boxing, he lost to Lennox Lewis, which was a very controversial fight. And then he went on to be a politician in the Ukraine. And that was the end of his career. And that's a shame because I think Vladimir probably was better than Vitaly was probably better than Vladimir. But Vladimir, to me, was a favorite of mine. Dr. Steelhammer, big fan of his. Number four, everyone's going to break balls, but he's one of my favorites. I got to put him in here. Everyone's going to have something to say. Conor McGregor at number four. I mean, you want to talk about guys who are just entertaining, man. This guy, he was entertaining. Is that fair, Bob?
I don't have an issue with that. With top guys to date your sister,
okay.
I have an issue with. With
big
that.
Family man, well-noted Conor McGregor. Huge family man, dedicated to his family. Number three.
Talk about hand-up accountability. That should be there.
Number three, I'm going to go with a guy that obviously I was not watching in his prime, but he has become one of my favorites because of all the movies, all the documentaries, every show about him, his involvement with All Entertainment, his involvement with pop culture, period. Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, to me, I don't have to watch. His impact will ring for generations. You don't have to have sat there and watched him in his prime. That's really the only old guy I have in my list. Number two, John Bones Jones. John Jones, for me, is, forget about the fact that he may be the best UFC fighter of all time. I just think he's just fucking great. I just think he's the most badass motherfucker on the planet. And then the baddest man on the planet, arguably. Number one, I mean, how can you not, in my opinion, put Mike Tyson at number one on the list in terms of just all the entertainment he's provided? But I remember as being a kid in the 90s and watching how insane this guy was in a boxing ring. You're talking about a guy who bit another man's ear off in a boxing ring.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched that happen. But before that, when he was really an excellent heavyweight boxer,
I mean, Mike Tyson all the way for me. One of my favorite of all time.
Joey D, you want to take it away?
No, I want to go last.
Joey D's going to go last. Joey D's going to go last. By the way, I got no issue with the list, Mikey. I like it.
Okay.
I think it's as much as you had some of the greats in there, it's top five of your favorite.
I'll go, Bob.
Joey D's going to go. Joey D's going to go.
That's unbelievable move there.
Yeah, why not? I mean, okay, number five, I'm going to go with boxer Oscar De La Hoya. I think one, a guy who really revolutionized sport and also created some of the biggest fights for these guys now, and in terms of money and whatnot. Guy was fast. He was electric. I got him at five. At number four, I got Anderson Silva, the Spider. This guy was fucking awesome. I mean, you watch this guy in UFC, you just go like this. He didn't even have his hands up. It was like he was dancing in that ring, man.
He's arguably the best ever, too.
The guy was unbelievable.
Yeah. Just I'd say Bones is better, but he's definitely 1A, 1B.
Go ahead, Bob.
I think I've seen Dana White say that he thought Silva was the best ever. I don't know how Jones.
I think that's right, though. I think slight edge over Bob.
By the way, Khabib needs to be in the conversation.
Khabib's three. I think Khabib is three.
If you Khabib want me, is my number three, Khabib's actually.
Three. To put, there oh, you go, Joey
D. Yeah, he's my number three. Khabib
you
is
like
my number
him, though? Like, you like him?
I mean, dude, how could you not like him when he jumped into the crowd? I mean, the guy, he's never lost a fight. He trains against tigers or bears. I mean, it's unbelievable. The guy's not human.
He went after my guy, but...
What guy?
Connor.
He should have. He killed Connor in the ring. He humiliated him.
He sure did. He sure did.
No, I no actually.
Listen, there's no question.
There was no question he's a better fighter.
There's no question about that. There's no question.
Number two. See, this is tough for me now because I wanted to put this guy at number one because he's Canadian, but I can't now because I got number two. I got George St. Pierre, the absolute legend, UFC Canadian. Bob, do you even know who that is?
Yeah, I do know how that is. What is that? Yeah, I know who that is.
Bob's looking UFC at me like this.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't like the pick.
Yeah. I'd like to know what you know about Oscar De La Hoya.
That was a bizarre pick.
Bizarre.
What's wrong with Oscar De La Hoya? You never watched? I mean, Mikey, you and I, we grew up in a different time than Bob. We watched Oscar De La Hoya when we were
growing up. De La Hoya, I mean, if prize fight or pay-per-view fight, I mean, De La Hoya, you know, seven times out of 10, he was on the main card. I mean,
it was unbelievable. And number one, because I got St. Pierre, I had to show love to my Canadian. And number two, number one's Mike Tyson. I mean, the guy was, I have watched a collection of his knockouts in the first round within less than 2 minutes. He used to knock guys out within the first minute of the fight. It would be like putting you up against a freaking wolf on the other side of the ring. Like the fear you had to have going into the ring against that man. It was, I think he has to be at number one.
I went to Vegas as a kid, the night of a Tyson fight with my family. Just per chance, we had flown in the night of a Tyson fight when he had just gotten out of prison.
Oh,
and
my God.
He knocked this guy out that night within 45 seconds. And people were rioting because the amount of money that they paid, I guess, for the tickets. It was at MGM Grand. I'll never forget it. And MC Hammer walked by me. I was like 7 or 8 years old. It was incredible. I got a picture with MC Hammer. I had to ask my mother for it because, Bob, you would get it.
Was he wearing the parachute pants?
Bro, he was fucking, he looked insane. He looked insane. He looked crazy. And I had like glasses on like this. I was a little fucking chubby kid. It was terrible.
I would pay a lot of money for that photo.
Better story. We check into the hotel. It's the night of the fight. The fight's literally going on because it's a 5-hour flight for us. So the fight is happening. The first room we go into is completely unmade and there's a person in there. Have to leave. They send us to another room. There's blood all over the sheets in that room. MGM Grand. Have to leave that one. Finally, my grandfather, who's with us, fucking, he lost his Italian temper. He's like, you know, I'm a Platinum American Express card holder. And he just lost his mind, and they put us in a junior suite, Joe. It was great.
The Platinum American Express goes a long way. I stayed in that Centurion Lounge the other day. That thing is – Bob, you got to get – no, Bob, you got to get the American Express, the business, because the Platinum card, the amount of benefits, the Centurion Lounge I went for the first time, I should have bought that, damn it. That was sensation. They had all the games on, Bob, huge buffet. They had a full bar. You could, it was like sit down at a bar, you order whatever drinks you want.
American Express is good. It is actually notoriously one of the best in the game.
Customer service, American Off Express the charts. Is probably that the toughest pound for pound fighter to beat.
That could have been a solid buy.
Yeah, MX, sure.
Oh yeah.
Even just an Amex customer service too.
Yep.
All right. Michael, any issues with Joey D's list?
De La Hoya slightly. Other than that, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Moving right along, I will go number five. Give me Daniel Cormier. And that's not just because I just golfed with him, but the rivalry that he had, you know, you could roll your eyes all you want, Joseph, but the rivalry that he had with John Jones, because there's no reason for the eye roll there. I mean, I didn't
he literally was football. Just golfing with this guy. It's not,
a great
not
time. We had a great time.
That he just made the list.
But before you roll your eyes, if you heard the explanation, you might not have rolled the eyes. Is all
Dana White's Dana White's at four, Joe.
And accountability. Yeah, no, I had that. I had Cormier at number five. I was always rooting for him against John Bones Jones. Like I always wanted to see. Yeah, I did, because John Jones wasn't known as a nice guy. I mean, all shit. I think he's changed a lot now, but he wasn't a nice guy. Cormier at five, number four. Give me Kimbo Slice. Kimbo Slice. Kimbo Slice. Let me tell you something, man. That was my shit. That really was. Like, when he would do those street bare knuckle fights, I'm telling you, man, he was.
What about when he got knocked out by Seth Petruzzulli?
Well, that's another story. But those street fights, I thought were awesome. I got Kimbo Slice at four. Number three, give me Nate Diaz.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I used to hate him, and I learned to just love him. I find him to be hysterical. You could hit him with a shovel in the face, and he wouldn't go down. Every fight he has is amazing, whether he wins or loses. Number two, I'm with you guys. We all got him in there. Give me Mike Tyson at two, Muhammad Ali at one. And then honorable mention, the classiest guy in UFC. He's like the Derek Jeter of UFC, Michael Chandler, who I hope fights McGregor and destroys him. In honorable mention, Joey D, honorable mention.
This one is going to make you guys laugh. It's kind of like Bob's Kimbo Slice, but the guy was awesome to watch. Is Brock Lesnar for me? I thought when he came into UFC,
like
he fought. Who was he? But he won the heavyweight. Dude, he was freaking unreal. No, he was just like a bull. He was like a rhino.
He was so huge.
It was awesome to watch.
I don't think it's that crazy. He was the face, I feel like, of UFC for a while.
Dude, it was sick. He went from NFL Minnesota Viking to WWE to UFC. Whoa.
What was that?
Go ahead, Joseph.
What was that?
Go ahead, Joseph.
Sounds scary. Go ahead.
That's all I got to say. I don't.
Mikey,
I got to wrap it up. Tyson Fury is my honorable mention.
Oh, I thought he'd be here. Number five.
Love Tyson Fury. Love Tyson.
Fellas, I know one of our shorter ones. Spectacular episode. Hands up and clap it up for the boys there. Mikey, go get Dominic. Tell him we say hello. Ask him if he has a winner tonight.
Justice for Dom.
We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen. That's been another edition of the Rolling Show.